Time now to meet, once again, our Santander Legend of the Week. The man to my left needs no introduction, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. Merrill Reese gearing up for the playoffs.
You bet.
Aren't
Can't
you excited?
Wait.
Yeah.
I am.
It's been a while, Merrill. I think people, maybe you take it for granted during the Andy Reid years that Eagles are going to be in the playoffs and the playoffs and the playoffs. Not since 2013 now. So this is a special occasion. Your thoughts on the game?
You know, I'm excited because it's been 4 years since this team has been to the playoffs. And there is a special speed that the playoffs brings with it. There is a buzz all week. I mean, I get excited for a preseason game. But this week, to be back in the playoffs, the week is taking too long. I wish it were in 15 minutes, that we were just going up to the booth, watching them work out, and let's see the Eagles play the Atlanta Falcons. I feel very good.
The Atlanta Falcons coming off a big win on Saturday in Los Angeles. Your thoughts on the Falcons, the defending NFC champions?
You know, something I didn't realize, the Falcons are the only NFC team to be in the playoffs 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. That none of the 2016 playoff teams other than the Falcons are back again. And that says a lot for a Falcons team that was 4-4 at one point this season. But they got it together and they won 6 of their last 8. They're a good team. And Matt Ryan is a quarterback that I have a lot of respect for. I think he's a very good quarterback. I think their backs are good. I think they have the best wide receiver in the National Football League at this stage of his career, Julio Jones. And yet, I have a very good feeling about the Eagles for many reasons. I think this is a special defense. Look at the way they performed all year. And I'm going to tell you something. You out there are going to play a very, very big part in this game.
Indeed.
Because the link is going to rock, and that noise is deafening. And listening to Jim Schwartz yesterday when I brought it up at his media conference, he will tell you it makes a big difference when you are in a hostile environment and having trouble hearing the signals. It's very, very big. It's going to be a big aid. It's really the 12th man for his defense.
Merrill, last year the formula when the Falcons came to Lincoln Financial Field, the Eagles ran the football 38 times, more than 200 yards on the ground, really played keep away from the Falcons offense. Do you see that kind of approach from this Eagles offense?
I think maybe going into the game, I think you want to run the ball as much as you possibly can. And I think the Eagles are more equipped to do it this year than they were last year. I think this offensive line is better. I think that another thing that you have to keep in mind is you have three guys. You have the three-headed monster, so to speak. You have Ajayi, who has impressive speed and moves. You have the train, the guy I like to call the train, LeGarrette Blount. He has a powerful back, but with great feet, and he can burst. You give him a little bit of a hole, he carries people on his back. You have the rookie, Corey Clement, who exceeded everybody's expectation, and every now and then, as a change of pace, you bring in Kenyon Barner, who catches the ball well out of the backfield, has a move here, a move there. So I think the backs are good. I mean, they have two good backs, there's no doubt about it, in Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. But they're not great backs. I take the three that the Eagles have over the two that the Falcons have.
Nick Foles at quarterback, 2013, we saw him in the playoffs. He left the field with a lead against the Saints. There's been a lot of talk about Nick, expect. What to expect from Nick? What do you expect?
I think that Nick will play well. I think that Nick is not scared. Nick has people, is he confident? Is he upset over the last couple of weeks? I think he's disappointed that his own personal performance was not at a higher level. But Nick Foles is a veteran quarterback who will go out there and do what the defense, he will take advantage of what the defense gives him. When he stands up, whether it's under center or whether it's in the shotgun, and he looks over that defense, he knows how to read his keys. He will be a veteran. But you know what? Doug Peterson has said it, and every one of the coaches has alluded to it. It's not just Nick Foles. You need the offensive line. You need the receivers to catch the ball. You need the defense to dig in and play well. Everybody has to play well. It's got to be a team effort. And if it is a team effort, this team's going to win.
How do you feel about, talking about the team, the coach? Doug's first game as a head coach, it is a different environment. You win or you go home. How's Doug Peterson handle this?
Doug Peterson handles everything well. He's not a guy with a mercurial personality who goes sky high and dips to a nadir. He's a guy who knows what he's doing. He knows he's calm. I mean, we've watched Doug now for two straight years, and you can go back to the first game he coached, Dave, against the Cleveland Browns. He wasn't panicky.
Right.
You look at the way he's managed games at the end. How often have the Eagles run out of timeouts? How often have they made bad decisions in terms of challenging plays? Once in a while, everybody does, but not to an epidemic proportion. I think that Doug Peterson's going to do just fine.
Great stage, great setting, 4:35 kickoff, Eagles, Falcons, Lincoln Financial Field, Merrill Reese, our Santander Legend of the Week is all ready to go.
Can't wait.
Merrill, thanks very much.